Welcome to AM Best Audio.
As the U.S. population grows older, the need for long-term care services is climbing rapidly, but coverage remains scarce. LIMRA research shows that just 3% of Americans over age 50 have long-term care insurance, even as the cost of home health care and nursing facilities continues to rise. To address the coverage gap, some insurers are increasingly looking to combination life and long-term care products, which are drawing strong interest from both caregivers and younger generations. I'm Lori Chortis for AM Best Audio, and joining us now to discuss that and other findings from the research is Brian Hodgins. He's Senior Vice President and Head of LIMRA Research. Brian, welcome. So great to speak with you again. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, it's great to be here, Lori. Thanks for having me.
Brian, with more than half of Americans expected to need long-term care, why has coverage adoption remained so low?
Lori, there's a few factors that come into play. First, I would say that generally, people don't like to think about needing long-term care services. They're hesitant to buy long-term care insurance coverage if there's a chance that they won't need it. Secondly, over the last few decades, there's been a lot of changes in the marketplace. A lot of carriers have actually exited the space. Three quarters of the standalone long-term care insurance carriers left the market since 2012. It's also during this period of time that we were seeing long-term care costs really skyrocketing, getting very expensive. Depending on the state that you live in, annual costs could be well over $100,000 a year. And there's, in addition to that, there's been a lot of publicity around rate hikes, creating consumer uncertainty around where they just, consumers turn to coverage for coverage and how should they budget for it. So I think there's just these overarching feelings towards the product and the long-term care needs that has really, kept the coverage in the gap very low.
So what factors are driving the growing appeal of combination life and long-term care products among younger consumers and caregivers?
Yeah, so it's interesting that, you asked the question around young consumers and caregivers. We've seen an actual uptick in this segment of the market. It actually starts, though, if you go back to the early 2000s, the insurance carriers started to create combination life insurance and long-term care products, these hybrid products. The products themselves, these life insurance policies, have been designed with riders put on them. They offer a more limited coverage for long-term care, but in the event a policyholder didn't need long-term care services, it would act as a traditional life insurance policy, providing a death benefit for the beneficiaries. So our consumer research showed that this product really appealed to consumers who don't want to risk wasting premium on a long-term, individual long-term care insurance policy that they may not need. So this idea of a hybrid policy has become a little bit more popular. If you think about, some of our more recent research, it showed that primary caregivers and young consumers express greater interest in these types of policies because, they're witnessing firsthand the financial stress that companies caring for aging parents and grandparents, kind of this classic sandwich generation that's taking care of an older parent, grandparent, as well as maybe children. So they're seeing it and experiencing it, and I think it's driving them more awareness to these products that they can purchase at a younger age. Also from a product standpoint, these combination products have evolved in terms of how you actually purchase them. They used to be more of a single premium product, but today we see a lot of these products designed where it's recurring premiums, which make the products a little more accessible to the middle income and mass affluent consumer. And also, they also offer more flexibility in terms of covering costs associated with home health care versus strictly having the cost being needed for nursing care, nursing home care. So a little more flexibility there has made them much more attractive.
You mentioned earlier that a lot of standalone long-term care carriers have exited the market over the last several years. How have product designs evolved to address the pricing and sustainability challenges that pushed many carriers out of the market?
Yeah, it's a great question, Lori. The carriers have learned a lot over the early days of long-term care insurance, as I mentioned earlier. The rate increases on the standalone products were due to overestimating lapse assumptions. And I think they've really corrected that in the standalone long-term care insurance market. They've learned from that. They've priced it better. Companies also seem to be taking a longer-term view of pricing, reacting more quickly to the need to adjust assumptions. You know, our recent study did find that companies, though, you know, they're still concerned about actuarial modeling, the valuation and pricing assumptions. There's a lot that goes into these products. They're very complex. And, you know, it's hard to factor in rising healthcare costs over time as well. So it just requires a lot of additional focus and expertise to design and price these products correctly. But then, you know, look, you think about where we stand today with these combination life long-term products that have been out now for a few years. One of the challenges is that, you know, there's not a lot of data, claims data yet to analyze, you know, if they need to make adjustments, you know, based on the current pricing. So I think current and future prices are going to, you know, going to continue to evolve based on more data coming in as these products start to be used in the marketplace. But carriers overall, they're just very mindful about getting the price right, getting the actuarial assumptions right. As they're doing this, they're getting better at having positive outcomes for the pricing of it, you know, for the affordability of it for the consumer, which should have good long-term effects on the sustainability of these products and the reputation in the market. I think they're building back the reputation slowly over time for what these products can do for consumers.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
The research highlights product innovation as a top growth driver. Brian, what kinds of enhancements are insurers exploring to meet demand?
Yeah, you know, we recently did, you know, in the study that we did with EY, we found that product innovation was expected to be a top driver for market growth going forward. And we talked to, you know, insurance carriers, 4 out of 10 of them that we surveyed said they expect product innovation to be the number one driver of growth in the coming years. You know, I think when we drill down a little further with them on what that really means, comprehensive product innovation is pretty rare, particularly in this space. I do think that where we're going to see the innovation and the growth is going to be expanding into the annuity product offerings and also into the workplace benefits products. That's where we're likely to see some of the innovation come, some of the newer product designs. We've already started to see some of that begin. So we're starting to see more annuity products, more workplace benefits products. I think we'll continue to see some of the growth and innovation there.
Going back to combination products that you talked about a bit earlier, how can these products help families balance the financial and emotional strain of caregiving responsibilities?
Well, you know, yeah, as I mentioned a minute ago, caring for a person needing long-term care services can be very expensive. I mentioned it averages over $100,000 in many states. But there's also, an indirect cost to families dealing with long-term care needs. Limmer's research shows that caregiving often falls to the family, to a family member, which can result in unpaid caregiver giving up a job, advancement, maybe limiting hours in the workplace. They may actually have to quit their job to care for a loved one. And those impacts, slowly over time, have a big result on families and personal situations. This can, it undercuts their retirement savings, potentially financial stability. Just really leaves them less secure in their own senior years when maybe they're needing and turning to someone else for some caregiving needs. So it does have this sort of downstream impact that we've studied. The research also shows that the stress and impact on caregiving needs has created sort of this motivation for the audience for the long-term care solutions. And as I mentioned earlier, particularly these combination products. In our recent survey, 7 out of 10 or 70% of the respondents said that by them alone being a caregiver, taking care of someone right now that's needing long-term care needs, it's really impacted how they think about their own future needs. And as a result, we're seeing greater interest in the combination products, and we're seeing it, with these younger generations and primary caregivers. So our research suggests that, in this sandwich generation, specifically the millennials who are caring for aging parents, younger children, they're really just open to these products more than we've seen in the past. And while the standalone products typically are for the older customer, the combination life insurance, long-term care combination products are really expanding into the younger adult segment and potentially just making more coverage more affordable for them. So that's one of these growth areas that we keep on monitoring.
And Brian, looking ahead, how do you see the role of life and long-term care combination products evolving over the next decade in meeting America's long-term care needs?
Well, Valerie, I mean, we know we've got an aging population. Today, we're in the middle of peak 65, where more than 11,000 Americans are turning 65 every day until 2027. HHS, some recent analysis that they did, they predicted that more than half, 56% of people over the age of 65 will need some level of long-term care services within their lifetime. Let me just say that again, 56%, over half. About a quarter of our population will be over the age of 65 by the year 2030. So just taking those numbers and some of those predictions there, you base that on and look at the in-force data today and the analysis that we've done of, how much actual long-term care coverage is in the marketplace today. We estimate that just 3% of Americans, 3% over the age of 50, have any long-term care insurance protection. So current estimates show that Americans are way underinsured in this space. Predictions are, over half of people over 65 in the future are going to need some level of long-term care services. So this just really leaves, a lot of people on the hook, on the financial hook, to cover these expenses on their own. So I think the market's really ripe to be able to grow in this space. Paying for this care, long-term care out of pocket will, if it's not protected by insurance, it's drastically going to undermine retirement savings, the security for millions of Americans. It's important that, we think about how retirees are approaching retirement. working with a financial professional to assess their financial risks. And that's got to include long-term care cost. Take care, and taking the appropriate steps in their younger ages as they're moving towards retirement with long-term care cost in mind, just to try to mitigate some of these financial risks that are out there in retirement around healthcare. So it's going to be a challenge, but there's a lot of opportunity here for the insurance industry to fill the gap.
Brian, this has been such a fascinating and informative discussion. And as always, it's such a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today. Greatly appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Lori.
That was Brian Hodgins, Senior Vice President and Head of LIMRA Research. For AM Best Audio, I'm Lori Chortis.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.